we are not ever going to be anything like the current or the former members of the royal family. But I think it's fair to say that you and I can relate to the idea of a fight in your family, conflict. I do agree with Rob, who has texted in, that he's not that interested to continue the conversation about Meghan and Harry, and neither am I, but I'm really interested in those dynamics in a family situation. You know, maybe you might not get on with your in-laws, or maybe your mum and dad don't support you and your partner. Maybe you've had to leave the family home because of your mental health. There are so many different reasons why families have bust-ups. And certainly Prince Harry and Meghan Markle's interview overnight, it has shocked the world, the insights that they were able to provide. But really at its heart, it's a story about dysfunctional families, right? And it's about couples struggling within it. So I think we can dissect the interview in a way about family and your family and my family and get some professional advice. Hello to me, Melissa Ferrari, who is a couples therapist and psychotherapist. I don't even know what a psychotherapist is. What is that?
A psychotherapist is we help people study how they have been formed in relationship from their caregivers from the past. We all come into relationship and we've been shaped psychologically by what we experience. And so a psychotherapist, that's the kind of lens that we're looking through around attachment issues. And so we're a little bit different to a psychologist who is more in cognitive behavioural therapy, which is a little bit different.
Okay, so with those ears on, with your psychotherapist ears on, what was standing out for you from last night's interview?
What I really thought was great was how I think that Meghan and Harry, they've really got a representation there of the two of them backing each other and looking after each other in a way where they're managing the external, where they're managing what we call thirds, T-H-I-R-D-S. It's like it's them. It's one, two, and then anything external, be it family, be it jobs, be it hobbies, whatever, is being managed by them as a couple. So that is what really struck me in terms of, you know, you say dysfunctional families, you know, I wonder if all families have some element of dysfunction.
Of course they do. There is no singly perfect family in the world apart from maybe the family in the castle, the Kerrigans. They did a pretty good job, right. I have to say.
They hit a lot of things, I think. Yeah, so when I was watching that, that's what I was really struck by. And I think I was struck by, you know, how it can be so much be amplified because, you know, they are the royal family and all of that, those kind of things. But really, at a really kind of primitive level, if we look at family and we, you know, we talk about it functional and dysfunctional, really relating to another is really super, super difficult. You know, whether it be in a couple, whether it be in-laws, whether it be siblings, we all have an idea of how things should be. We are innately born selfish. You know, it's sort of like pro-me rather than pro-relationship. And so this is why I think that people run into difficulties because relationships are really hard.
You know the expression, you can choose your friends, but you can't choose your family?
Yeah, well, that's true because your family is what you've been born into and you kind of get what you're given, really. And so, you know, the difference there is that the up-close relationships of family are always going to be more difficult than they are with friends. And the reason why that is because a family can mean so much and it can also provoke a lot because you are family, you know, or familiar with each other. So, you know, up-close relationships can be a lot harder than relationships at a distance in terms of these big loaded issues.
It's curious to me that you're talking about Meghan and Harry as this united front against the rest of the royal family. I was interested to know if Harry was somehow stuck in the middle where he is blood related and therefore this is his family, that's what he's being bought into, much like all of us, and then he's fallen in love with this person and so your loyalties are divided.
Well, I think there has to be kind of a decision at some place. When you marry someone, they actually become your new family. And so I think that there does need to be a decision that this is my new family and this is my significant other. The survival for me for the rest of my life and my longevity and my health is reliant on this person. So in my opinion, and what I do teach when I'm working with couples, is that to make your significant other your primary family, and that is the person that you really need to guard and have their back, is really, really important, and then manage the rest of family together.
Well, it certainly sounds like Harry's been listening to one of your podcasts or your book or something, because that's what he's doing. And so is Megan.
But he's had a big fright. He's had a really big fright with her suicidality. And so that has probably pushed him into responding the way he has. And also, there is history loaded in this. You know, stuff happened to his mum that was really, really serious, and it cost her her life. And so he's also looking through that lens. So there may be a little bit of fear for him around going down that track. And I think that's where it gets complicated in relationships. We are made up by the past, and sometimes in current context that doesn't always make sense to everybody, but it sounds like to both of them it all makes total sense.
ABC Radio Darwin and the Northern Territory couple therapist and psychotherapist. I nearly said psychopath then. That would have been a bit tricky. Psychotherapist Melissa Ferrari talking about the intriguing interview last night, talking about airing your dirty laundry in public as a family. And is there any coming back from that? So when you start talking about you as a couple and how you've had this giant falling out with your family, and you draw this line in the sand, as you say, and you wrap your arms around your partner and you're the force and you're the family and the rest of the family will have to just deal with it. Is there any coming back from that? It just sounds so final and so harsh.
I think you can do it with grace. I think that, you know, what was said last night is that they're the Queen. They seem to really like her, and they're able to keep some kind of relationship with her. I think when it comes to significant people in our life, it's not kind of about ditching them for the other. It's because that is going to affect Harry if they do something like that. Now, he can't control how they respond, but I think the two of them have decided they still want to keep the relationships going. Apparently, you know, he's still calling Charles quite often, and maybe Charles isn't taking the calls and all of that. But I think good grace is, if you are going to protect your partner, that you also have their best interest of keeping the relationship with their family as well. Because that can get quite serious for someone to be, you know, estranged from their family, particularly around mental health issues again. So it's kind of a collaboration around holding both, but making yourself king and queen of your life. It's interesting, king and queen is the term that I use when I'm working with couples, and then managing the external. So I just want to be careful that that's not what I'm saying, ditch one family for another. It's working collaboratively to keep it all cohesive and intact as you can.
The other side of this, of course, is the fact that Harry and Meghan have got little Archie, and now they've got another on the way. What sort of impact does family conflict have on children?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting because, you know, if they are having each other's back, naturally what's going to be included in having their kids back as well. And my hope would be that they've had a discussion around forecasting what this does mean for their kids, because everything's out now, you know, and while I believe everything being out is always better than families closing things down, this is very, very public. And so you really don't know what impact it is going to have on their children. And so I hope that they navigate that very, very carefully, because this is out there for all to see.
The other side of this, it was a little lopsided in that there was no discussion about Meghan Markle's relationship with her father, because they've also had a falling out. And that's a curious thing, just to go back to what you said at the beginning, and that is what happens in your past makes up a lot of how you are in a relationship. So there's a reflection there as well of what's happened with her dad.
Yeah, well, there is, and you know, maybe they are issues that have impacted each other. Maybe they're not, but I think just to kind of, you know, we all have fallouts, particularly in families, and it doesn't look good for Megan because she has had this fallout with her father as well. But you know, I don't know about you guys, but I know that there's not a lot said about him, so I don't know what the dynamic there, and it's the same old thing. We never really know what's going on in the complexity of relationships, and so to kind of stand back and you know, be somewhat judgy, which we're all capable of doing, sometimes isn't a good idea, because you know, compassion's important as well, because we don't know the full story.
This fallout that has occurred, does it resonate, do you think, for us commoners? Is it common? This real?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, I think that it does resonate. I think that there is something about this that certainly is creating a lot of conversation, and that's why you've asked to speak to me today. I think that it's important for us to realise, while it is over there in the royal family, something that feels untouchable or out of reach, this stuff happens in families all the time. And so the impact that we're watching and all kind of reeling, thinking, oh, where is this going to go? Many families feel the same way. And my advice is always to have, you know, good grace and kindness, and different when there's been stuff that's really abusive. That's very different. But in this situation, although things have not been handled well, particularly around Megan's mental health, it does sound like it's important to both of them to keep the connection to the royal family. And I wish them well. I hope it works, but it's highly possible that it won't.
Good grace and kindness, two key words there of your advice. Thank you so much this afternoon. Wonderful. Really appreciate it, Melissa.
Thanks for having me on.
And if anything that we've just talked about has raised any issues for you at all, you can always call Lifeline on 13 11 14 or Beyond Blue on 1300 224 636.